It was once said, the test of a man is the fight he makes, the grit that he daily shows, the way he stands upon his feet and takes life numerous bumps and blows. A coward can smile when not to fear, and nothing is progress bars. But it takes a man to stand and cheer while the other fellas stare. It isn't the victory after all, but it's the fight that the brother makes. A man, when driven against the wall, still takes the blows of fate. With his head held high, bleeding, bruised, and pale, fate defied, for he isn't afraid to fail. It sure is truly Jay Reason, the young god in the earth, and I would like to welcome all my kings and queens, my god and goddesses, back to Activation Podcast. And to all of my new Activation Podcast listeners, welcome to the family. I'm so honored to have you guys listening. I'm grateful for the feedback that I've been getting. Inboxes, people have been, you know, telling me, sending me texts, man, you're doing a good job. And I tell people all the time, I'm not perfect, but I'm working. I'm always working to get better and be better every day. The same guy that the guy that you knew last week, you don't know him this week, because I'm constantly evolving and I'm constantly growing. I want to welcome you guys to, if you haven't heard the previous podcast, I want you to pause this and go back and listen. The one last week, I was talking about the male ego. And the one previously before that, I was talking about being perfectly incomplete. Man, those are some heavy hitter topics right there, man. So I want you guys, if you haven't heard those, please stop this and go back and listen to those previous podcasts that I've previously recorded. If you are on Facebook or on any social media outlets, I ask that you please follow me. I'm on Facebook. My Facebook name is Jay Renard. That's on Facebook. I have two IG accounts. I'm really trying to grow those accounts on IG. Activation Podcast. So that's Activation_podcast_. Check me out. Start following. I promise you, if you follow me, I'll follow you back. Also, I also have Jay Renard on IG as well. On Twitter, you can follow me at Jay Renard again. So please come on along. You know, we'll follow each other. We'll grow. We're growing in this thing together. So I want to welcome you guys to, you're more than welcome to inbox me. If you have any suggestions, please feel free to inbox me. And I promise you, I will respond to those inboxes. You know, on the previous episode, I was pretty much explaining, just introducing who I was. This episode, I want to talk about the purpose of why I created this podcast. And this podcast was really created to solely to activate the free thinker and cultivate relationships, and also to shine light on topics for the world to hear. I wanted to shine light on different topics for the world to hear. So you guys are a part of that. You are part of my growth. You are part of everything that I'm doing. Everything that I create with you in mind. To all of my supporters and my Activation listeners and also my Activation family. We are all in this thing together. And I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for all your love and support. That being said, it's Transparent Thursday, man. It's Transparent Thursday. We're getting ready to get right into the topic. And I just want to just keep it real, man. I don't want to make up anything off the top of my head and just putting out anything. I want my content to always remain true to who and what it is. And That's what I'm all about. So we're talking about Transparent Thursday, and the topic for that I'm going to be dealing with today is all about fixing the broken child in you. You know, fixing the broken child in you. I made this post and I said, most people face some kind of hurt as a child that leaves them broken as an adult. And what happens is, a lot of times we spend majority of our lives trying to fix the broken child within us. I'm going to say that again. We spend majority of our time trying to fix the broken child within us. I know a lot of you all say, well, I don't do that. Well, what issues are you having in your relationships? What issues are you having in your life that is repetitive, that's keep showing itself in your life? How many issues that are coming up that you're just not willing to address, you know? And it all stems from a place of brokenness at some point in your life, whether it's through molestation, whether it's through abandonment, whether it's through rejection, whether it's through lack of love, lack of care, lack of everything that you can possibly think of. Something that hurt you as a child, it's still affecting you as an adult. And I said this before. Frederick Douglass once said, it's better to build strong children rather than repairing a broken man. And not only men are broken, but it's some females that are broken too. It's some queens out there that put on this facade that they have it all together, but inwardly they're broken, you know. And I think that it's very imperative at this stage in our life that we address those broken areas in our lives. Those things that caused us a lot of heartache and pain as a child. And what happens a lot of times, we run away from those things that have caused us a lot of pain because we don't want to feel that hurt again. We don't want to address those hurtful things that have occurred in our lives. And I think that at some point, you have to ask yourself, why am I continuing to run away from it? Why am I continuing to allow it to allow myself to turn a blind eye to it, but it's keep throwing things at me and keep hitting me in the back of my head? These are some pains that I'm trying to get rid of, but it won't leave me alone. It's some smells that I smell on myself that I can't get rid of because I was molested and I was violated as a boy or as a girl. These are things that must be addressed in your life if you want to have a not only a prosperous life, but a peaceful life. A peaceful life. And I gotta tell you guys, like, this is Transparent Thursday. So you know I'm gonna give you some transparent moments in that I've been through. And that's why I can talk so freely about these things, because I've done the work. I've done the work within myself, and I'm continuing to do the work within me, that I may be an example or a lending of wisdom or guidance to somebody who's struggling to find their way. Or I might be that light at the end of somebody's tunnel to say, hey, look, follow this light, but you still have to take your own path, you know? And this is something that we're going to dive into even more. And I want you guys to think about this for a minute. What are you running from? What are you running from? We'll be right back after this. And we're back. And we're back. It's yours truly, Jay Reese, the young God in the earth. And before we went to break, I was saying, what are you running from? And you know, I can't answer your question or the question that was posed to you, but I can answer the question for myself. As a child growing up, and I always say, you know, I'm going to always, at some point, I'm going to reflect on my childhood, because my childhood is what allowed me to get to the place where I am now. And I didn't understand it as a child. But now that I'm older, my childhood has forced me into a place of healing, or not even force me into a place. It made me come to the realization that healing needed to take place. Growing up, you know, I grew up in a holiness house, and you know, everything we did, it was surrounded or based around church and different things of that sort. So I experienced a lot of hurt through the church. You know, I experienced hurt through family, being rejected, you know, wanting to be accepted, but always shunned or pushed away. You know, I've experienced these things in my life, and it because I didn't address it, or because it wasn't addressed at a young age, I fought all of my life with dealing with rejection, you know. And that's why I've, you know, if you don't deal with something, you will find yourself trying to jump from this person to that person, because it's a feeling that you want to feel. It's a feeling a feeling that you want to, a feeling of wholeness that you are in search of. So if anything that feels like it's rejecting you, you run away from it. And for example, that's what I ran from. I ran away from that feeling of rejection, because it brought some level of hurt or a reminder of what I went through as a child. Not only that was I running from, I was running from abandonment issues. You know, these are things that I ran from. And I can be totally transparent with you guys to tell you the truth. This is what caused some pains or some struggles within my life. These are some things, because they never got addressed, is what caused me to overcompensate for some things in my life. You know, molestation was a part of my childhood. Uh-oh, am I saying this? Yes. Molestation was a part of my childhood. I didn't deal with that issue until I got 34 years old. And overcompensating from going from woman to woman, trying to suppress these things that happened to me in my life. These are things that happened to me. I can freely talk about it, because I know now how I was able to deal with it, and how I was able to cope with it and really heal from it. It's one thing to cope with it, but it's another thing to heal from it. And I can honestly say, where I am now, I have totally healed. I am totally healed from those broken areas in my life. So I asked the question, what are you running from? What brokenness, what broken area in your life as a child that you experienced? What trauma did you experience that you're running away from not to deal with it? You know, and we can go through life. We can go through life years on top of years on top of years, and it's going to keep resurfacing. No matter how much you try to suppress it down, no matter how much you try to say, you know, it's in the back of my mind. No, it's still there. Sometimes, you know, sometimes your actions will show that it's childhood trauma there. Sometimes we have preconceived notions that somebody's talking about us. Why? Because something happened in your childhood. A lot of times people, you know, may call you ugly. And then now as an adult, you think people, oh, they talking about me. Everybody talking about me. Queen, go fix that childhood hurt. Go fix it for real. King, change your mind. Go and fix the hurt. You gotta fix the hurt. You gotta do what's necessary for you to live a life of peace. You know, and so that you can live out your purpose, so that you can be free. It's one thing to say, you know, it's one thing to look good for Facebook. It's one thing to look good for IG. But what happens behind closed doors? What happened in those moments when you're alone and you're by yourself? I know for me, because of what I've been through, I used to take showers all the time and wash my face and scrub my face because I always thought that it was a smell on me. Can I keep it real? Transparent Thursday, man. This is what it is. And believe it or not, it's a lot of brothers out there that have been molested and they're not willing to talk about it. It's a lot of brothers out there that say, man, I never say nothing. Why? Does that make you less of a man that you talk about it? Does that make you a weaker man because you're talking about it? No, I don't think so. I can freely talk about it. I'm still a man. I stand 6'7", a real man. I'm a real man. But like I say, man, men don't talk about things. Men don't talk about real issues. They stay on the surface, but in order for men to be healed, in order for men to be restored, in order for men to be built up again, it's going to take a brother. It's going to, brother, kings, it's going to take you to talk. You got to talk about this thing. So what happens when you're offline, and what happens when you're not on IG? What happens behind closed doors? What happens when you're alone? Do those things that happen in your childhood, do they continue to torment you? Do they continue to be constant reminders in your mind, and you're trying to shake it and you just refuse to deal with it? You just refuse to deal with it. Church hurt. All this stuff, molestation happened from a church member. You know, I had to come to terms with these things that had happened in my life. And it wasn't until I was 34 years old that I told my mom. I told my mom, you know, I was mad. I was angry. I was very hurt. at my mom. I was so mad at my mom because I felt like that was my protector. I felt like, you know, because we was going to the church, because we was doing all these things, she would protect me. She would look out for me, but she didn't because she was afraid. Wow. You know, and these are the things that I was running from. And these are issues that I had to stop running from and then started running to them. You know, these were processes that I had to go through. You know, we're going to talk about the process or the road to healing, true healing, the process of healing when we get back. And we'll continue our topic on fixing the broken child within you. And before we went to the break, I was talking about the process by which I feel that everyone must go through in order to be totally healed or start the process of healing. If you're just tuning in, it's yours truly, Jay Reason, the young God in the earth. And I'd like to welcome you to Activation Podcast, man. And to all of my listeners out there, thank you so much for taking time out to listen to this podcast. As I was saying, the process of going through the process of healing, or repairing or fixing those broken areas in you. You know, it's one hard truth that I had to come to while in this process or on that process, the process that I was on. And that was a process of living in truth. I'm gonna pause. The process of living in truth. What happened in your childhood that caused you to be broken? The truth must be faced head on. It must, you must look the trauma dead smack in the face. You know, it was always said, how whatever you want to be healed must be revealed. And if it's revealed to you, that means you see what caused the trauma in your life. That's the first step for me. Now, I don't give advice. I'm sharing my experience of going through the process, my process. Your process may be different, but it's okay if I share my process. The process that I had to go through, I had to face the truth of what happened to me in my childhood. A lot of people are afraid to address and live in truth of what happened to them in their childhood. And I really feel that's what's wrong with a lot of families. It's a lot of family secrets. Too many family secrets because people don't want to face the truth. Too many people don't want to look at the truth of what really happened in their families. You know, and for me, I had to live in truth. I had to see the process from the lens of truth. I could not run away from what happened to me that caused the trauma in my life. I could no longer run away from it. All right. So what I did was I had to be truthful about what occurred or what happened to cause trauma in my life. Second thing that I did was I not only did I have to face the truth, but I had to deal with the emotions of that trauma. I had to go back within myself and I had to deal with the emotions in the trauma that I was in. I went through anger. I went through sadness. I went through disappointment. I went through loneliness. I went through anything that you can imagine. But I'm going to tell you something. I didn't rush the process. I didn't rush the process because it needed to happen for me. It needed to happen for me. A lot of times people think, you know, oh, well, go to therapy and do all this stuff. Yeah, that's good, but you're going to have to do the work for yourself. A therapist ain't going to be able to go in and you know, move those emotions, and they can only help you identify, but eventually you're going to have to do the work and you're going to have to face it head on by yourself. And that's what I did. I lived in truth about what happened to me. And then I went through the process of every emotion that I was in. You know, I went through this angry part and this revengeful part where I wanted to get back at the person who did what they did to me. And it's so crazy when I was older, I didn't have a car at the time. So what I did was I went and, said it, I didn't have a car. So, you know, my former pastor, he let me hold, you know, the church van. So I'm riding in the big church van, and what I would do, I would go and sit in the parking lot. I hop back in the parking lot across the street, or not even across, barely across the street from the person. The predator who did that to me, right? And what I would do, I go and I take something. I'm telling the truth, taking flat in the tire, you know, two tires one day and then another two the other day, and you know, and then I hit it, I do it and leave, you know. And I was going through these emotions because I wanted, you know, that person to feel what I felt, you know, going through that process. So you got to go through the process. And the thing about it is you must trust the process that you're in, you know, trusting the process that you're in. Dealing with the emotions, dealing with the traumas that happen in your life. And then from there, you have to shed light on those traumas in your life, and not only shed light, but put love on it, you know? And I truly believe in me loving myself through everything really was a part of that mending of brokenness in me. You know, it allowed me to mend those pieces and put those pieces back together. I began to, in the process, I was asking myself questions, and the answers was coming from, like, wow, like I didn't know the answers was in me, you know. And that's all a part of the process, you know. Going through the process, you start asking questions, and those questions, you get answers from those questions, and then you after you do that, I'm talking about for me now. For me, I begin to ask questions, and I begin to get answers from those questions, and that was a big part of my healing process. And then after shedding light on it, putting love on it, I then had to go through the process of forgiving. Forgiving myself because it wasn't my fault. You know, I always thought that it was my fault that I was rejected. It was my fault that I was abandoned. It was my fault that I was molested. And I had to come to terms with it. It was not my fault. I was a child. I was a child that didn't have nothing. It was on the people who rejected me. It was on the people who shunned me off. It was on the people whose heart did not want or had that much hate in their heart to reject me or keep me away or kick me out of the house that they accepted my brothers and my sisters. And guess what I did? I still went back and loved the person that rejected me. To this day, I can honestly say that I love the person who rejected me with my whole, every fiber of my being. I love that person. Although that person didn't make me feel welcome as a child, this person made me feel like I was hated as a child, I still go back and I can love them. And I can honestly say I have nothing in my heart negative towards the person that rejected me. You understand what I'm saying? That was their issue. That wasn't my issue. That was their issue. That wasn't my issue. So I had to love myself through all of that, you know. And this was the process of healing for me, you know. So, you know, I'm not telling you to take my same process, but you got to come up with your own process and try to figure this thing out for yourself. You know, and I truly believe once that happens, you'll be able to really, really start the road of healing for yourself. So I'm going to take another quick break, and I promise you I'll be right back to wrap this thing up. Welcome back, kings and queens. It's yours truly, Jay Reza, the young God in the earth. And man, the topic, man, we are discussing fixing the broken child in you. Fixing the broken child in you, man. And I think that as I was saying before I went to break, my process, the way I did things may not be the same way that you would do things. Is I don't give advice. I share my experiences. And I'm gonna say that again. I don't give advice. I share my experiences. And because I'm able to share my experiences, that leaves the door open for you to pick up what I say, you know, and apply it. However you choose to apply it, you know, and however you choose to use it. My experiences came at a cost, but I freely, you know, the wisdom that I gotten through all of my experiences, I freely give to people, you know. An old wise man used to ask me all the time, what are you going to do when you get rich? And when I was younger, I used to think like, man, I'm going to buy me a house, this. I'm going to buy me a car. And all along, it was so profound to me once I got what he was asking me. You know, when you get rich with knowledge, when you get rich with understanding, when you get rich with wisdom, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to hold it to yourself and just, be rich by yourself? Or are you going to spread the love? Knowledge plus understanding equals wisdom. Knowledge plus understanding equals wisdom. And you can have the knowledge, but you don't have the understanding. You can never tap into your wisdom. You know, and I am so honored and I'm so thankful and grateful for the wise men in my life that came at a time that I needed them most and taught me some things that I needed to know to help me continue on this journey that I'm on of evolution and evolving and becoming who I need to be. And living out my purpose, and I'm forever thankful for that. So as I was saying, my process of how I dealt with things may not be your process. You know, I don't give advice. I just share my experiences and what I gave today was four things. In order for you to heal, you must reveal what you've been through. It must be revealed in you what you've been through. You got to trust the process. The second thing is trusting the process. The third thing is going through every emotion, whether it's sadness, anger, bitterness, whatever it is, go through every emotion and take your time with it. You know, take as much time as you need to go through those emotions. The fourth thing is to shed light and love on those broken areas in your life. When you shed light, meaning coming to a resolve and having the intellect, to understand what you went through, the process by which you went through it. You know, you'll be able to shed light and then shed love. And when you shed love, there's a forgiveness that comes within you. And there's a resolve that comes within you to say, hey, look, it's not my fault. It's not my fault, and I'm able to go through it and appreciate myself and love myself through it all. And that's what happened for me. I realized that a lot of things that I went through in my childhood was not my fault. The rejection that I felt from family, it was not my fault. It was there. It was on them. It was on their heart. The molestation that I went through, it was not on me. It was on the predator who did it to me. The abandonment that I felt from my mother, it didn't come from me. It wasn't in me, but it came from her. So those are things that they have to work out. And what I did as a child, I put all that, their insecurities, their shortcomings all on me, and I bear the burden for that. I carried that burden in my life for all that time. And when I finally got the knowledge and then got the understanding, the wisdom came. And the wisdom was that it was not my fault. Honestly. And I needed to love myself through it all. And that's what I did. And for that reason is why I'm here and I'm the man that is on Activation Podcast, giving or sharing my experiences through this short time that I've been on this earth, you know. And I believe now I can live out my purpose because I went back and took care of those areas in my life as a child that I was broken in. And I will continue to do the work where I am now to continue to evolve and be all that I need to be for my children, to be all that I need to be for my wife. And that's that, you know, continue to love my family, continue to be a family man, and continue to just do everything that I need to do to be everything I need to be to live out my purpose. And that's where I am. And that's who I am. And for that, I am grateful. I am grateful. And I'm thankful. And I hope that this podcast was able to shed some light and give some insight on the process of fixing the broken child in you. I love you guys to life, and there's absolutely positively nothing at all you can do about it. So listen, go run and tell your mama, tell your pa, that Jay Reese, the young God in the earth, is out.